You're listening to Juno Afternoon, and I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. My next guest is freelance science reporter Amanda Compton. Welcome.
Hi, Shelley.
Hi. Amanda, you're here today to talk about a couple of pieces that you recently finished. Before we get to that, tell us a bit about yourself. How did you become a freelance reporter, and where might we have seen some of your work around?
Good questions. I wouldn't say like I woke up one day and decided, you know, it'd be a great job. It wasn't like this very contrived approach. It was an evolution from, I mean, I have a background in both science and in journalism. And so it was a pretty logical step at one point to take a step back from actual, I shouldn't say actual employment, but from working for an employer to taking a step back and doing some writing and audio work. I mean, I always really liked to do audio work, and I had focused more on human interest type pieces, and then some opportunities came up. Actually, I went out into Glacier Bay to do a piece on one of our residents, Julie Nielsen's PhD work, and she was tagging some halibuts, and that turned into working for a few more people. And so now I've been down to Oregon and up to Fairbanks and other places working on those audio pieces. So it was a pretty nice transition, but, you know, like anything, it's not necessarily always romantic.
No, nothing is as romantic as it sounds. So you've recently completed two pieces, one about sea ice algae and one about Arctic cod, both related to the effects on each as a result of climate change. So why don't we listen to the piece on Arctic cod and then talk a little bit more about that?
Okay, yeah. And if you are listening to this, you might recognize some voices. Our another local resident, Franz Muter, will be highlighted in this.
Here we go.
This is a mystery story about a fish, 30 fish, snatched from the frigid waters of the Arctic, and nobody knows where they came from. The Arctic is warming at an alarming rate, changing the habitat of many species. This story takes a look at one of the region's animals, Arctic cod. Dr. Ben Laurel is an expert in Arctic cod development.
We just know so very little about the spawning life history of these animals. The question that we have is where these spawning grounds are.
This is the mystery. The annual period of sea ice has historically protected Arctic cod habitat from activities like tourism and oil exploration. But the ice has also prevented researchers from solving the mystery of where their nursery grounds are.
Under the ice, everything gets more difficult.
We can't just go out in the ocean that time of year. It's just not practical to be searching around for spawning locations. You can't go out and just directly measure it in the field. You have to have other approaches.
And that's just what a team of researchers, including Dr. Laurel, is doing.
My name is Kathleen Vestfalls, and I'm a postdoctoral fellow working with the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and I'm currently working on a modeling project.
Here's the concept. Vestfalls makes an educated conjecture of where in the ocean Arctic cod hatch, enters it into a model she's developing, and hits play. She's programmed the model with all sorts of information.
If we can get enough of the biological parameters that are important, then we can run that model and hopefully come to some reasonable estimation of where these spawning locations are.
30 Arctic cod, collected in the summer of 2012, found their way to the NOAA Alaska Fisheries Science Center Laboratory at the Hatfield Marine Science Center in Newport, Oregon. This is where Dr. Laurel conducts much of his research.
I'm feeding the biology, and we're getting that biology in the laboratory where we can study these fish from the egg stage, the larval stage, and the early juvenile stage when they would normally be under the ice.
Those 30 Arctic cod collected in 2012 were juveniles.
We kept those fish, and lo and behold, they began spawning in the lab.
And unlike salmon, they didn't die. They spawned the following year, and the one after that, for 5 years now. Laurel has spent the last 6 years perfecting husbandry protocols, studying the effects of temperature, and researching what food or energy sources Arctic cod prefer at various life stages.
We're trying to see what sort of size and energy these animals need to survive that six-month period where it's dark and it's very cold.
Vestfalls incorporated an oceanographic model that simulates ocean currents into her own model. Conceivably, she could then select a spawning location at a particular time of year, and her model would factor in water temperature, how the currents influence egg dispersal and apply the relevant growth equation developed by Dr. Laurel. This would play out through the life history of the fish, recreating their dispersal tracks, effectively answering,
how do they get to that spot in that place and time?
Dr. Franz Mueter is an associate professor of fisheries at the University of Alaska Fairbanks and the lead principal investigator on the modeling project. He said his team has been refining the model, which begs the question, did it work? Was the project team able to hone in on plausible hatching areas?
We had really no idea in the beginning where these fish are spawning. And now we know that they really must be coming from somewhere in the Bering Strait region, either on the Russian side or on the U.S. side, or even as far south as St. Lawrence Island.
Mueter explained that ultimately the goal is to understand the full life cycle of Arctic cod, where they go during their first winter, where they spend their adult summers, and how they migrate back to their spawning locations and close their life cycle. In short, there is no shortage of work. Especially since now there's a twist, creating another mystery. The region they've identified as likely spawning grounds has historically been covered in ice, but that's not the case for the last few winters.
So what that might mean for the future of the spawning population, we really don't know at this point.
The story you just heard and the research it described were supported by grants from the North Pacific Research Board through the University of Alaska Fairbanks and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Alaska Fisheries Science Center. Other contributors include Dr. Janet Duffy Anderson, Dr. Kate Hedstrom, Dr. Seth Danielson, Dr. Alex DeRobertis, and Colleen Petrick. Music by VLVX. In Juneau, I'm Amanda Compton.
And here in the studio with me is Amanda Compton. That was her piece. We were just listening to it, and we're talking to her about that. Amanda, what motivated you to research these topics in the first place? What was your starting point?
I didn't choose these topics. They choose me. So we have an organization in the state, the North Pacific Research Board, and they have annual RFPs. And so they fund pretty large research efforts. And this one that you just heard is pretty multidisciplinary, there's components of it that would have been very large. It's building on a previous effort that had hundreds of scientists involved in these large research ships, some of the gear of which stored right across the street from where we are in a building near the Coast Guard. And I had done a piece. So they have part of their research effort includes some outreach stuff. And so I did some audio work for this one and for the sea ice algae.
Yeah, and there's a short version and a long version of each. We just played the short version of the Arctic cod story because we always want to leave you wanting more. Where can we find the full versions of these pieces?
Right now, the only place that the full versions live are on my website, which is atkcompton.com.
And so we heard some of the voices in that last piece, local folks, people from around here, some of them from around here, and
right.
From the state of Alaska. Were there any voices in the expanded version that we didn't hear from? In the short version?
No. Everyone that's on the expanded version is portrayed in this one. And those are basically two scientists that are out of Newport. One is Kathleen Vestfalls and one is Ben Laurel, who a lot of science researchers around our state are very familiar with because he does a lot with cold-loving fish and with the cold, like where things are cold is in flux right now. We hear his name a lot because he's working with this keystone species, Arctic cod. And Franz Mueter is a very well-known local fantastic man.
Well, what do you hope people will take away from listening to these two pieces?
I hope that when you listen to these pieces, it's clear what is happening. It's clear that the research is clear, the objective is clear, the mission is clear, and the process is clear. And then secondary, it's interesting and fun because these particular stories do have implications. And I wouldn't say climate change. I can't say climate change drove the research. I'm just reporting on the research. I don't know why these people specifically chose to research, but they do have these other implications that are pertinent right now. They're pertinent right now because we have ships exploring the Arctic more, and you know the one that we didn't hear on sea ice algae, it tracks algae grown on sea ice through the food web.
to know and to try and figure out how dependent organisms are at the bottom of our food chain on that particular source, and compare it to the presence of some food sources that aren't grown on ice. And so I think it's interesting, and it does have larger implications.
And we do have that short version of the sea ice algae story up on the Juno Afternoon website, ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon.
Great.
So you can listen to that sample there. And give us your website one more time.
ATKCompton.com.
So you can go there to hear more. And where do you go from here, Amanda?
Where do I go from here? Well, this is actually not my day job. I have one of those things where I go to and sit down for a long time, and then I leave and do this kind of stuff on the nights and weekends. So I will say it's been pretty refreshing to have a couple weekends to myself, especially during hunting season and as ski season starts. So I'm not sure. I mean, I would love to do that full time. I don't know how reasonable it is. That's probably a topic for another show.
Well, we can end it right there then. Well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your research with us. I'm glad we could get it out there. Super interesting stuff, very local, very relevant. So thanks again for being here today.
Thanks, Shelley.